Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And this guy knows a thing or two about football in Pittsburgh, an All-American tight end at the University of Pittsburgh, and then went on to play in the NFL. Doran Dickerson, now with 93.7 The Fan, joins us. Doran, how you doing this afternoon?
Good, fellas. How you guys doing?
Little cold. We've got we got 5 hours out here in the parking lot, but it's definitely, and you would appreciate, it's definitely football weather tonight. No doubt about that.
Oh yeah, this is definitely football weather here. I mean, it's a little nippy out, but yeah, I would love to play in a game like tonight.
Doran, let me looking at this game. Let's go back kind of to the beginning of the season. I mean, an awful start for this team. Of course, a lot of it after Ben went down was expected, but you did have some problems. They had some problems on the defensive side of the ball, and I think, you know, you were hoping that things were going to get better, but did anybody see not only a trade for Minka Fitzpatrick in the works, but then this role that this team has been on since Minka's come on board?
Oh, absolutely nobody saw this coming at all. And credit to the Steelers organization and Mike Tomlin for making all the right moves that he needed to make. When Ben Roethlisberger did go down with that injury, they could have canceled the season. They could have caved in and been like, you know what? All right, we're gonna make sure that we don't assemble a team to win any more games. And they went the opposite route. They're like, hey, this is still our season. This is a time for us to figure it out, reset, and then go forward. And you know, they made them make a trade. They used Mason Rudolph in a way that they just didn't throw him into the fire. They kind of eased his way in there. They're still easing his way in there. So I give a lot of credit to the whole organization of the Pittsburgh Steelers for really turning this season around so far and moving forward.
Doran, where are fans at with Antonio Brown? Are they over Antonio Brown? Do they miss him? Or are they just, you know, happy that there's no drama around the team anymore?
I think that they somewhat miss him, but they hope that they're happy the drama's gone. It's kind of hard not to miss somebody like Antonio Brown with his production. And, you know, and obviously seeing what Juju has been doing, he hasn't really been doing much. He's not a number one receiver. Antonio Brown is obviously a guy that possesses the number one receiver build. So people probably do miss him in that aspect. But that drama, I mean, he's still going off on Twitter. I mean, he's still erratic. And yeah. I'm sure people around here are just, you know, they're like, thank goodness that he's not here anymore.
Doran, last year at times, obviously, with guys like Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell and, you know, even Roethlisberger with some of the back and forth, a lot of this came back to Mike Tomlin, and there was talk about, well, is he the guy moving forward? Has he lost control of the locker room? Now, all of a sudden, I mean, those three guys, Ben because of injury, the other two because they, you know, they're out of there. Now, all of a sudden, we keep hearing about culture again. Is Mike Tomlin kind of back in the good graces of the fans in the Steel City right now?
I think it's kind of 50-50. I think people see it as, oh, yeah, he has done a great job with what he has assembled this far in the season without having Ben and kind of the stuff we just talked about. And then you have the other half of people saying, oh, well, they might not even make the playoffs. So is that even a successful season? He hasn't made the playoffs, or he hasn't, you know, he hasn't had a winning record really since a couple years ago. So I think there's a 50-50 aspect here with the people that some like it, some are on board, and some are like, no, we still need to move forward and find a different guy for the job.
Doran, James Conner comes back tonight in this game. How big of an impact do you expect him to have?
A huge impact. I mean, our running game was just really absent with him out and with Jalen Samuels in. So I hope that he has a huge impact. I hope he's not rushing his injury, to be honest, because sometimes you watch somebody else step in your position, and you're like, all right, well, I don't want them to do as well because they could really take over my position. So I hope he's not rushing back. And we saw the game he had last year. I mean, he fumbled last year. So this might be a little bit of a statement game for a guy like James Conner.
Let's keep that going with Conner for a moment. I had your colleague and good buddy, Andrew Filippone, on my show last night. And he mentioned that in doing a show with him that he does on a weekly basis, that basically James told him and told everybody on the radio, look, I'm going to be playing with pain pretty much all year long. So is it more of a he's coming back, he's not 100%, but he's been told he can't injure it any more than it already is, and it's just going to be a pain tolerance type of thing with him?
Well, I mean, once you get in this point in the season, everybody's banged up. I mean, really. I mean, once you get to this point and you get, you know, through the bye week, you kind of feel a little bit refreshed, then you play another game after the bye week, and you go back to right where you kind of were before. You know, it's brutal. It's tough. You're going to be in some pain. You're going to have to get through soreness. So I feel like everybody is probably pretty banged up at this point. But he, you know, I just, like I said, I just hope he doesn't rush the AC joint sprain and just to play in this game. I just hope he didn't make that decision. He's a tough kid. I mean, we all know that. We all know his story. So I can see him kind of like incorporating his, into the to the trainer's mind, saying, I can go. But I just hope that he's making the right decision and playing tonight.
Dorn, is there one matchup in particular that you're interested to watch tonight?
Actually, there's a couple. Okay, my matchup tonight is, honestly, Baker Mayfield and Mason Rudolph. I mean, it goes back to college. I mean, these guys can sling the ball. Yeah. I mean, I know Baker Mayfield has had an up-and-down season so far, but these guys, you know, they go back to Oklahoma and Oklahoma State, so I want to see them go, you know, toe-for-toe. I mean, I do want to see this be an aired-out type game. Let's score some points. Let's gain some yards. Let's make some nice throws. I think that's the matchup that I'm going to be paying attention to tonight.
When you look at Mason Rudolph, and, of course, last Sunday, fourth straight victory, and the defense was, again, incredible, which we'll get to in a moment. You know, on paper, I think you look at the stats and say, Mason Rudolph didn't really play that great of a game. But I watched that game, and I thought for the first time maybe all season, we actually saw him not being afraid to take some chances downfield, pushing the ball downfield. Is that something that maybe he's becoming more confident with now, Dorn?
I for sure think so. And I think that has to do with Randy Fickner, the offensive coordinator, and having trusted Mason Rudolph. You know, they sit in those rooms and they go over film after film after film, and then they go over, you know, installation after installation. They figure out, like, all right, what can we do well? And what do you do well? And how can we be efficient with it? So I think that their confidence level within each other is growing. And as long as that keeps growing, you'll see Mason Rudolph be comfortable in a pocket, make some great throws, take some more shots, and that's only going to help the Steelers keep winning.
All right, how many of those old fast Willie Parker 39 jerseys are suddenly turning into Minka Fitzpatrick jerseys around Pittsburgh?
Oh, I mean, listen, you know what? At first, that's another situation because people were upset about that whole trade, saying, oh, why would we give up a first-rounder for a guy that, you know, from Miami, not really knowing how good Minka Fitzpatrick really was. I mean, he's unbelievable. I mean, he's in the discussion of, you know, Defensive Player of the Year. So yeah. They're definitely switching over real quick, and he's a heck of a football player. He reminds me a lot of Troy Polamalu. I mean, he's like reincarnated almost. I know I don't want to go that far and call him Troy Polamalu because he's great, but he does remind me of Troy Polamalu, and that's exactly what the Steelers defense needed, was a guy that can roam around and make plays.
Doran, what are the people scheduling these games doing? They're screwing you tonight. You're going to be flipping channels between Pitt, UNC, and Brown Steelers? My goodness, same time.
Oh, my goodness. I know, and that's the crazy thing. It's like, who made these decisions for this tonight? And, you know, I just feel bad for Pitt because I'm wondering how many people are actually going to go to the Pitt game, because you're going to want – I mean, they're two big games. I mean, if you're a Pitt fan, Pitt versus North Carolina is a huge game. If you're a Steeler fan, if you're both, you know, Brown Steelers, I mean, it's a tough conflict, and I just don't know who made that decision. I'll probably be flipping back and forth, though.
He's Doran Dickerson with 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, joins me on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Do you think it's a lock right now as we look at this AFC North division, and, you know, you're looking at the Steelers kind of right back in the mix? It can really enhance their chances tonight if they were able to get a W, but do you think pretty much locked down as far as the Ravens and the great start that they've gotten off to? Who do you like in this division right about now?
I mean, the Ravens. I mean, Lamar Jackson's just so dynamic. He's unbelievable. And, you know, it's hard for Steelers fans to root for Lamar Jackson, but I'm coming across a lot of people, you know, becoming fans of his because of coming out of college. You know, everybody's like, oh, well, maybe he's a receiver. He can't make the throws. He can't do this, this, that. And he's proven everybody wrong. And that's the glory of watching a guy like him. So the Ravens, I mean, they're really unstoppable right now. But the Steelers' schedule plays out to their favor from here on out. You know, they have the Browns twice tonight, and they have them again. They have the Bengals. They have the Jets. They have the Bills. They have the Cardinals. And they have the Ravens one more time. So their schedule looks, you know, pretty good on paper. So we'll see. We'll see how it shakes out. But, I mean, the Ravens, they're on fire right now.
Doran, you know we can't get you out of here without a prediction. So what's it going to be tonight at First Energy Stadium?
Oh, I got to go with the Steelers 34 and the Browns 21.
Okay, so a pretty convincing victory for the black and gold. Mm-hmm. All right. Doran, appreciate the time as always, buddy. Good stuff. Enjoy the game tonight. Enjoy both games tonight, including Pitt and the Tar Heels. We appreciate the time, buddy.
Oh, no doubt. Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.